Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The choir master, to whom Psalm 39 was committed, was appropriately named Jeduthun, which means praising. Psalm 62 and 77 were also placed in his hands. He was one of three chief musicians selected by David for this task, 1 Chronicles 16, verse 7, and verses 41 and 42. What we have in this elegy is the school of hard knocks teaching David, and us, what to do when our souls are under siege. If only he could have read Peter's injunction to follow our Lord's example, quote, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. 1 Peter 2, verse 23. The psalm is divided again by the Selahs. The first section, Psalm 39, verses 1 to 5, begins with David having a conversation with himself, verses 1 to 3. He's decided that the best approach to deal with his sharp-tongued critics was to watch both his ways and words. Quote, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. Verse 1. It seems like a good idea. Quote, I was mute with silence. Verse 2. But here's the problem. Holding it all in provided no release for his pent-up emotions. Quote, my heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Verse 3. That sounds like a pressure cooker. Often, if you clam up, it isn't long till you blow up. There was a solution. Not silence, but speaking. As long as you speak to the right person. Quote, then I spoke with my tongue. Lord, verses 3 and 4. Here's what's interesting. He doesn't speak a word about those harassing him. He puts himself in God's school. Quote, Lord, make me to know my end, and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. Verse 4. Life is short, and death is sure. Verse 5. Too short to waste it on fussing over others. My life, like vapor, will soon be gone. Lord, help me to make it count for you.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.